During a city council meeting this week, Huntington Beach Mayor Tony Strickland said that he wants to protect the coastal suburban character of his city.
I think what's coming from the state is a goal to get rid of suburbs around California. We're 95% built out, and the other part of the city that's not built, no one wants to do in our wetlands and environmental sensitive areas. And so what they want us to do is build up. And I think there is a reason why Sacramento has the highest gas tax in the country, the highest car registration fee in the country, because there is a war on automobile and there is a war on suburbia, and they want to urbanize California.
Huntington Beach's housing element, which controls all the plans and policies for constructing new housing, has been out of compliance with state rules since October of 2022. Normally, a city in Huntington Beach's position would work with the state government to create and approve a compliant plan. Instead, Huntington Beach City Council chose to adopt two ordinances that directly contradict state housing law. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's not happy about the way this situation has unfolded.
I cannot say it's nice to be here. Truthfully, I'm disappointed we've had to resort to today's action. California is facing an existential housing crisis, one we should all be acting in unison to solve. Instead, the Huntington Beach City Council has chosen to stifle affordable housing projects, infringe on the rights of property owners, and knowingly violate state housing law.
Bonta and Governor Newsom say that constructing new housing is crucial to solving the housing affordability crisis. Housing officials say that California needs an additional 2.5 million homes by 2030 in order to keep up with demand. The state only builds about 125,000 houses each year, which would leave California well short of that goal. Huntington Beach erected a new roadblock to additional housing when the city council voted last month to ban processing of applications for accessory dwelling units, or ADUs. ADUs are a secondary dwelling structure on a property and are often an opportunity for property owners to house additional family members or make extra rent. Ty Youngblood, a Huntington Beach resident who had already taken out a loan to construct an ADU intended to house his 82-year-old mother, had to stop his building because of the new ordinance.
Our hope was to create a space so my mother could maintain her independence in her home and be close to her loved ones while also allowing us to help care for her as she aged. However, the recent and sudden ban on ADUs by the city council has thrown our plans into disarray, leaving us with uncertain futures and accruing debt.
Youngblood's project is one of 600 ADUs that are currently being stopped by the construction moratorium. For Youngblood and many others, navigating the housing market in Huntington Beach, where the median home price is $1.1 million, is already incredibly difficult. It's not clear what the next step will be. A state law passed in 2019 says a judge can impose fines starting at $10,000 per month for cities that refuse to comply. The law also says that the court can appoint someone with all powers necessary to force the city into compliance. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.